Chapter 6. By the time Captain Valichi returned, Poxenarian was up, though her right eye was still swollen shut. She had not returned to her unit. Stammel wanted to report to Valichi and give him the chance to talk to her if he wished, before she talked to her friends. Instead, Valichi made his decisions on the basis of the witnesses' reports, conferences with Cedric, Stammel, and Steffi, and an interview with Corrin, the last for form's sake only. So early one morning, Maya helped Pox back into a recruit uniform, now cleaned and mended, and sent her to join the others in formation to witness Valichi's decisions. Pox had scarcely time to find her place before they were called to attention. A heavy-timbered framework on a low platform was centered before them. On the right stood the witnesses, and on the left was a quartet of guards near a smoking brazier, one holding a straight razor and one a whip. Pox recognized the dark guard who had held her. She looked at the razor and whip and shivered. She heard the noise of boots and chains as Corrin and Jens were brought out of the building into the courtyard. Memory of her own ordeal made her choke. She thought hard about Corrin, about all the things he'd done, to keep from feeling sympathy she wasn't supposed to feel. After all, she'd wanted to beat him herself in the past. The prisoners passed in front of the formation. Jens hung back, having to be prodded, half-carried. She could hear his soft, fearful moans. It was disgusting. Corrin had new bruises on his face. She wondered who had hit him and why. Probably the guards, she thought. They halted in front of the platform. Captain Valichi, shorter than Captain Cedric, looking almost square in his armor, moved toward them, facing the assembly. "You are here to witness the punishment of two former recruits of this company," he began. "For their crimes, they have been expelled from the company. After their punishment, they will be taken beyond the bounds of the Duke's domains. Should they ever return, they will be liable to additional punishment, as the Duke may direct. Should any of you see them within this domain, you are required to report it to your officers. Their crimes are known to most of you, but I proclaim them. Corrin Maharit was charged with assisting in an assault on another recruit." "It's not fair," yelled Corrin. "It wasn't my fault." Even before Valichi's command, one of the guards holding him had slugged him. "With conspiracy with Jens Hanokensen to prevent detection of this assault," the captain went on, "and with lying to the witnesses called to take testimony in the case. All the evidence and testimony so far indicates that Corrin Maharit did assault and injure Poxenarian, Dorthan's daughter, and did instruct Jens Hanokensen to warn him of the approach of any authority, and did attempt to instruct Corporal Steffi of Doran's cohort, a veteran member of the company, in a lie explaining the assault, while Corporal Steffi was temporarily unaware of his own actions, probably through the action of some drug or potion. We have no proof that Corrin Maharit supplied this drug or potion. Jens Hanokensen stands charged with conspiracy with Corrin Maharit to prevent detection of Corrin Maharit's crimes. Both of these men have a bad record in the recruit cohort. The following sentences are imposed by me, as Duke Phelan's lawful representative and cohort commander of recruits.